One of the most eminent figures of the 17th century, Gian Lorenzo Bernini, was born in Naples in 1598 and moved to Rome as a child with his father Pietro, a sculptor from Tuscany. The city would become the absolute center of his life and career. At an early age, he demonstrated an extraordinary talent for sculpture. His training was closely supervised by his father, but the pupil soon surpassed the master in inventiveness and expressive force. His early works were commissioned by Cardinal Scipione Borghese. The sculptural groups of Aeneas, Anchises, and Ascanius, but above all, the Abduction of Proserpina and Apollo and Daphne, display his ability in imbuing marble with unprecedented dynamism and vitality. With the election of Pope Urban VIII Barberini to the papal throne, Bernini established himself as an all-round court artist. He was not only a sculptor, but also an architect and stage designer. In this period, he created one of his masterpieces, St. Peter's Baldachin, the monumental bronze structure above the high altar of the Vatican Basilica. The work, along with the iconic design of the colonnade of St. Peter's Square, radically changed the appearance of the heart of Christianity, bestowing on the basilica a grandiose and theatrical style, able to express in visual form the idea of welcome and the magnificence of the church. After a difficult period under Pope Innocent X Pamphili, Bernini regained the pontiff's favour with the design for the Fountain of the Four Rivers in Piazza Navona. The work is a scenographic triumph in which architecture, sculpture, and the movement of water merge in a spectacular fusion, transforming the urban space into one of the highest symbols of Roman Baroque. Bernini was also outstanding in the art of portraiture, combining psychological intensity and the stunning rendering of his model's features. Thanks to the prestige he gained in Rome, he also attracted the attention of European courts. Invited to Paris by Louis XIV, he designed the new façade of the Louvre in 1665, but his contribution was never taken into consideration by the sovereign. On his death, Bernini left an immense legacy. His ability to combine different arts made his language unique, the model for all Europe.